Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast, Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Show. Is this the last show of 2022? That's why we're happy. Happy, happy. We're in Baldwin Hills. We're with Zuckerman and Lieberman. And you may not know, but Zuckerman has COVID. His line is faint, so he invited us over. It's almost gone, he said. So we're outside. And we're going to do a little show, a little end of 2022 show on Christmas Day. Here are the boys. I'm fading you up, fellas. Merry Christmas.
Merry, merry.
Merry Christmas.
Let me fade out the Stonies.
Big shit.
Wow. So one of the greatest things that happened, and I've had a wonderful holiday here, a wonderful Christmas, but one of the greatest gifts I think I was given is the gift of not only beating Zuckerman in his bet, but him getting COVID again before I got it for a very first time. In the picture, if you go to Instagram where he's paying me for the bet,
I had it.
He has COVID in that picture. And here I am. It's day six now. You and I spent a half an hour together laughing and talking to your colleagues. And then I was panicked that I got it again. And here I am again. I did keep my distance from you that day. Did you notice?
Well, I told you I was sick. I don't mind. If I had given you...
You have COVID right now right on now, the podcast.
If I had given you the COVID,
yes,
as I gave you the money, I would have been thrilled.
Happy that you didn't double or nothing $4,000? That you were going... Because that's what I offered you. I said, I think you're going to get it again before I get it. Only because you're in an office more than I am.
You know.
But aren't you happy you didn't make that bet?
I don't care. I'm so happy I didn't make that bet.
Because you would have lost even more.
It changed my life.
Yes. You were smart. You showed
life.
You cut your losses.
We had a different bet about going until July or something like that. There was another bet.
That's what you proposed.
You proposed.
But I proposed this one because I knew it was going to happen.
Oh, you knew. Here we go. Just like last time, we did a little thing called a Festivus, and I said, you're a fucking know-it-all.
Well, I think I am. I'm winning money here. I think I do know these things.
I mean, look, the only thing better than him having COVID while giving you the money is if he would have given you COVID at the same time.
Look, I was rooting.
Were you listening or you have COVID?
No, right? I said the only thing that would have been better.
Yes.
I was rooting for him to give it to me. I thought that would be very funny.
That's the comedic achievement of the year.
Meanwhile, then, I'm not that bad. It's not like I'm. It's not like I'm that Chris Cuomo. I'm down in the basement. I'm down here. I'm dying.
There's a little bit of a diminishment there in your voice.
Yeah,
I can hear it.
I could kill you right now, even with my COVID. I could strangle you with it.
We're gonna have to throw these microphones away.
That's true.
This is worse than the Rolex in the vagina. Is this Zuckerman variant all over my mic number two over there?
Leave it here.
Huh?
Let it sit here for a week.
I know, this is fine. How long could the virus last? How long could the virus last on a windscreen?
Moments. Just a few moments.
We'll let Matt Farah use that one. Anyway, it's good to be with you folks. I hope you're having a good time and a nice holiday. And again, it's Christmas Day here, but you're listening after Christmas.
It's 82 degrees and Christmas Day here.
Yeah, we're enjoying one of those beautiful LA weather moments, and I know the rest of you are suffering. It's really awful. Moves. I played tennis for 3 hours yesterday in 80-degree weather. I'm going to do it again today. Walks and bike rides. This is so nice, Sacramento. I mean, I had shorts on this morning. I took off my shorts to come here.
Yes,
I know
same.
You don't like shorts.
I just don't want to see your spindly legs.
You don't want to see my spindly dry legs.
But I'll tell you, this is my 40th year in L.A.
Yeah.
This never gets old that Christmas Day is 70 plus degrees and people are having some sort of Arctic vortex somewhere, some sort of winter blast. And if you're listening to this, you're in one of those places like Buffalo or Erie or Ohio.
Or everywhere.
Shh. Don't tell anyone. There's a place called California. Just don't.
I was supposed to be in Florida. And my whole family on that side came down with COVID, so we canceled the trip. Yay! And it's like 46 in Boca Raton where they live.
I don't know how anybody can travel. I really don't know. And there are folks in the car right now suffering. There's a dad probably listening right now suffering. And remember this. Don't travel anymore. Get on Zoom and say hi to everybody. We're going to do that a little later today with my mom and my brother Wally and the family. We're going to do our Zooms and the Florida family. And that's it.
This is the day people break. This is when they commit some sort of heinous crime against a loved one, and then they help search for the body, pretending that they didn't do it.
I don't know, officer. Don't look in that hill.
No, let's go. I'll help. She hasn't been here in the house. Let's get a search party.
And they bury her in the yard with a car.
Yeah.
And then what 4 happens? Years later, they're on Spike's Car Radio, whoever's hosting it at that point. Hey, listen to this. Can you, should you warm up your car before driving in cold weather? Will it damage the engine?
If you don't warm it up?
Can warming up your car before driving in cold weather damage the engine?
No.
Yes.
What?
I was very surprised. I said no, too. Zuckerman, did you ever heard this before?
Yeah, you're supposed to warm up your car.
You're not.
Older cars.
Warming up your car before driving in cold weather can damage the engine. Most vehicles built after 1980 no longer need to warm up before driving. And experts say driving after 30 seconds to a minute after starting is what you should do. Isn't this?
That's news to me. I thought cars could idle for 24 hours and who cares? Like cop cars idle all day.
It's true that warming up gas-powered vehicles before driving in cold weather can cause damage to the engine. According to Firestone Complete Auto Care, Smart Motors, this is everyone. I've also got PhDs who are saying it. Letting your car idle in cold temperatures can shorten the life of your engine by stripping away oil from the engine's pistons and cylinders, two critical components that help your engine run right. Stephen Saidi, PhD, Principal Engineer for Battery Systems at PACCAR and Business Insider. This was a big surprise to me.
How would that? If a car's idling, it's pumping oil. Oh, they're saying that the oil
is not enough pressure.
Maybe because it's not getting hot enough, and the oil in the pan isn't getting heated, so the pan is all cold.
Here's the problem: when the engine is cold, the gas may not evaporate completely as it combines with the air. For more recent cars with electronic fuel injection, there are sensors that detect this and compensate by adding more gas to the mixture. When there is excess fuel in the chamber, some of it condenses onto the cylinder walls and strips away the lubricating oil.
Whoa.
When the lubricating oil is gone, components like the cylinder liners and piston rings will wear prematurely.
One more reason not to live in cold weather.
So people leave their... one of the reasons we warm our car up is so the car warms up inside.
Not necessarily
on the outside, right? You let it idling. But
right.
This really caught me off guard.
That's crazy.
One of those weird things that your mom said growing up, and then you realize it's not even remotely true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they're saying with carburation, it was true. It could help. But now with fuel injection.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Jay has that rule with the old cars. He goes, get in your car, start it up. Answer two emails and a couple texts. The oil's loose enough, warm enough to move through the engine and then just go.
Right.
But these are old cars. That's his rule.
And the funny thing, the 300 SLs, the Gullwing and the Roadster, they particularly pointed out to not let your car warm up, to start driving after 30 seconds to a minute because it was a direct injection vehicle.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's, you know, because, you know, almost every, you know, Detroit made car has remote start on the keychain for exactly what you said, Spike, to warm it up. So, right. You know, to get the heater going. But there's literally like killing their cars. If this is true, I don't know. This sounds a little fishy to me.
Well, no. Well, there are about 10 sources. On
yeah,
it.
No. Okay.
Theoretical.
You know, if you want to just keep
EVs
going.
Solve this problem.
Yeah.
Well, you have to warm your battery up too.
You just leave it plugged in.
Yeah,
it'll be warm.
Well, let's do an ad. Let me figure it out. Let me talk about HelloFresh first. It's the most festive time of the year, and HelloFresh is here to make the most of every moment. From holiday hosting to dinners during busy weeknights, you can count on HelloFresh to deliver fresh ingredients and seasonal recipes. We love the HelloFresh people in our house. We get a box. Everything's in there. The recipes, the food, the instructions, and they're all interesting. Lovely plum-flavored tacos Mrs. Ferriston cooks the other night. Now she's saying, when does the next HelloFresh come? It must be coming soon, because here we are doing an ad for HelloFresh. If you want to try HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/Spike21 and use code Spike21 for 21 free meals plus shipping. That's right. Code Spike21 for 21 free meals at HelloFresh.com/Spike21. Go to our link tree if you missed this, and you'll see it there. It is highly encouraged to voice the following HelloFresh tagline. Oh, America's number one meal kit. How about that? America's number one meal kit. Check them out. All right, we're back. I know what story isn't here. And I know it by heart because it started on this show. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull up a very exciting story.
Just give us a hint.
Hold
on. It was a theme.
Hold on. All I got to do is type in Spike's car radio into the Google News search and the word Porsche, just like this, and then hit that. And this story comes up on Drive. Porsche backflips confirms future hypercar is in development despite denying reports of a hypercar last year generated by, you know who, us.
Dun, 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 dun.
Porsche's boss has confirmed such a vehicle is indeed under development and likely powered by batteries. Now, I've also heard in the last 48 hours, it is definitely all powered by batteries. It is going to be a 2025. It is going to be launched on the anniversary of the 918, which was what? 2025, right?
Yes. 2015.
2025.
Was it? 10 years.
Yeah.
They do these about every 10 years.
And we were talking about, we had heard the rumor from our friend in the Valley about the GT1 and deposits on GT1s, that they were going to make a new GT1. What it's turning out to be is this new Halo car, we're calling it. No one knows if it is going to be the GT1, but it is going to be a 2025 all-electric race car for
and
the street.
I'm going to make a prediction here and now. The price is over a mil.
Oh, yeah. That's an easy
prediction. I would guess.
Yeah. I mean, the 918 was, what, 987,000
right, and it were, if or something? If you wanted the Weishaupt. So this will be probably, what, a mil and a quarter? 1.3?
I mean, look, like Lotus has the 2,000 horsepower thing. That's 2.2 million. There's the Batista. There's the Remance, whatever it's called, Navara. Those are all $2 million. So, yeah, $1 million for a Porsche is a no-brainer.
So here it was. It was July of last year. Porsche released a statement responding to media reports of a hypercar, telling U.S. Website Car Scoops it was confirmed that there are no plans of any kind. These reports originated from comedian and car collector Spike Ferriston, who spoke about a new secret Porsche hypercar he said would be launched in late 2021. That is true. I did say that part. That's what we had wrong. Claiming on his podcast, Spike's Car Radio, it was possible to put a deposit down on the model, which... technically, it is right.
They'll take your money.
They will take your money. They will not say no, but it turns out that source was right. They just didn't have it all right.
Right enough.
Right enough. Yeah, well, the production car never, and Porsche went so far as to deny it, and now they're saying, well, we deny the denial, and it's actually happening.
I mean, I remember talking with Dr. Zecha, who was then was the CEO of Mercedes.
Is that like Dr. Zayas?
It's a little bit like Dr. Zayas, but he has a big walrus mustache, and I was like, so, you guys making like a hypercar?
Uh-huh.
And no. And like a week later, AMG One breaks ground. So, you know, they're in denial till they're not in denial.
Well, so. I'm very excited about this.
Well, are you? I shouldn't say you, because I know you like EVs a lot. But Mr. Zuckerman, who's coming around to the EVs, $1 million electric car, is the Porsche faithful? Because remember, people balked at the 918 a little bit because of the battery.
People were balking at the 918. And Dean Maroney, who offered me a 918 at that time, he said to me, Zuckerman, you're going to want this car because of the VIP program.
Yeah.
Because this VIP program is huge. You need to buy. It doesn't matter whether you like this car or not. You'll make it all back on every other car. And I just, you know, I said, you're just trying to sell me shit. But he was right.
Yeah.
He was right. So these Halo cars, they're beautiful things. They're wonderful things. They rarely get driven more than a couple of thousand miles per owner.
Yeah.
But look at the other benefits it will bring.
Well, I heard, and again, not from anyone we know, I heard a couple interesting things that I did not know. One, 918, if you buy, and I don't know this is true, but here's another one, rumor that came in through my DMs on Instagram. If you buy any 918, you are in the VIP club. You could buy one right now. You could buy it from anyone, any sort of exotic car place in Georgia. You buy that one down there, Porsche will consider you in the VIP program and offer you this next car or any of the GT cars. That's the first thing I heard. I can neither confirm or deny
well,
that,
but
that's what
I heard. That's interesting. Then what we should do, we get a 918. I buy it. I'm in the program. I sell it to you. You're in the program. Yes. You sell it to the next guy. He's
Once
in the
you
program.
Sell it, you're not in the program anymore.
Okay, they had said at the time that the original 918 buyers could keep their VIP
Well, status. Maybe they do. But I don't know that this is true. This is a deep throat source that just came in, new guy.
Hmm.
Next, the ST is a GT3 RS Touring. It is essentially a GT3 RS, but a touring version of the GT3 RS, which will be badged the ST.
Nice.
Okay, makes sense.
There was another one. What was the other one? I had another one, Zuckerman. There was...
you said no GT2 RS.
No GT2 RS.
I've heard that. That
suspicious.
One I heard last week. No.
It sounds right.
Because remember, they did a GT2 RS with a 997, and then with a 991.1, there was no GT2 RS. There was a 991.2, so they might be waiting for the 992.2 to do the GT2 RS. And I think that anybody who would have bought that already bought the Sport Classic.
You're right.
Bought the GT3 RS.
You're right. They wait till the very end.
They've done it twice.
One.
They've done that twice.
Right.
So.
Right.
And Germans like patterns. They don't break any new ground.
Right.
You know, so.
But that's a lot of big news at the end of the year.
Yeah. So what is the, for those of us who are not, have no hope of ever being in the VIP program, what's the VIP program at Porsche
you,
get you?
You get off, you get offered all the cool cars when they come out, all the GT cars.
Is
they
that
give
how
you a
you
first right of refusal.
Cars?
That's how you get the GT cars and you get them. You have an allocation and you have it at sticker. You don't get effed around.
No, we are part of Clearwater Porsche's VIP program.
Okay, so you guys
but
are not
we don't own a 918.
VIPs.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're now on their racing team. We're the Clearwater, Florida racing team. In fact, Zuckerman, I have sold our touring back to them. They have taken it.
Yes,
it is. I'm putting it on a truck tomorrow.
And we're very happy.
The Plan Z Touring.
That was quick.
Not
well,
really.
We're making room for the next two.
We have a GT3 RS coming. And a GT4 RS coming.
Oh, trust me.
There needs to be room.
This is
fantastic.
Ever since I drove that GT4 RS, I'm like, those fuckers are getting a GT4 RS.
We'll have it for 4 months, and then bank accounts will have to get drained, and we'll have to get rid of it. But we are very excited to have it. We're very excited to have it. And it's a great little program. I like the way this is working. Like, I am going to miss the GT3 Touring. That is an amazing car. The tires just set, and I drove it the last, after I made a deal on our behalf, I haven't been able to get in it, because you never drive a car you just sold ever.
Ever.
Right. And I almost did it twice, and I went, Spike, follow your rule. I was going to drive it here today. Follow the rules. And I did.
This is great. He drove that car 200 miles for every 1 mile.
It is true.
I drove. Yes. I'm not lying. We should. I'm not lying. But
I really drove that a lot.
It's fine.
It's fine. And that car will be for sale at Clearwater.
And it's a beautiful car.
Yeah, the plant. Yeah. They asked if they could advertise it as the Plan Z, and I said, absolutely. We're going to help you sell it.
It says so on the door sills. It says Plan Z.
Yeah, which, if you don't like the Plan Z door sill, and that was a Dean, we didn't put that on there, but Dean put it on there.
You must have the original sills.
Yeah, the original sills. You can put on original sills. No, you don't do it that way. But it's easy to replace them. Oh. It's an easy fix.
The greatest part of that car is the dark navy blue interior.
Right.
That you don't expect from that dark gray exterior.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And so, guys, if you're in the market for one of these, the being inside that car in that blue, that's a good deal.
Also, they didn't want the original tires. I have a set of original tires for that car, which are what? The Sport Cup 2Rs? Is that what those are?
Yeah, those are good tires.
I'm going to put two on each of you guys and light them on fire.
They're in my hangar. If anybody...
Africa style.
If anybody wants to buy them, shoot me or Zuckerman a DM.
Those are insane tires.
We'll make you a nice deal on them. They do have about 100 miles on them, but...
Just broken in, like your face.
But they were not tracked. They were just... they were the racing tires that were on it that came originally, so we'll sell those to you. Here's why I'm excited about this Halo car. And the McMurdy Automotive Spearling is in the news once again. We saw it at Goodwood. It made that crazy run with that crazy sound.
39 seconds.
It has now done a 0 to 60 time at Silverstone. 0 to 60.
Oh, it was like 1.8 or something.
1.4.
1.4.
1.4.
1.4 is really quick.
And it did a quarter mile in 7.97 seconds.
Yeah, that's good. That 0 to 60, though, just to give you some context, like Group B cars could do about 1.9. And yes. those are like 800 horsepower and weigh nothing. 1.4 is insane. I didn't even know tires could do that.
It's insane. And it's got aero.
One car. That's crazy.
This car is, it's a single seater, right? They say it'll have a 300-mile range. The Spearling is Irish for thunderstorm. It's an Irish car, which I like.
Whipped potatoes.
You know what that's for, me boy? That's for the thunderstorm. But it doesn't sound like a thunderstorm, does it? It goes...
It's wild.
Dual motors just in the rear wheels. It's rear wheel drive only. And it's kind of what I've been saying about the future. When you get aero and you get speed, you're not going to go back to gas powered anything unless it can match these stats. They're going to make a road legal version. And you could put an order down right now for this car.
Yikes.
It looks kind of like a Supra coupe with a wing on the back. If we'll post a picture of it so you can check it out.
Can you
imagine doing a 1.4 in something that you put a light split on?
No, because if you look up really quick cars, they're 0 to 30 times are like 1.4. You know what I mean? Like 1.4 is 1/1000, you know? It's like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
That's a slingshot, yeah.
It's a slingshot, right? And that's the future. And I think these guys get out ahead of these new Porsche Halo cars and these new electrics, this new round coming. But eventually, Porsche overtakes, don't you think?
I don't think they're ever going to do anything that quick. That thing is so tiny. It's so small and tiny. You know.
I think if Porsche is still developing,
they
have to be in the model plaid zone. They have to be.
Yeah, they'll get there. That's not a problem. But I'm just like our friend Jerry, your friend Jerry, who, you know, doesn't like EVs and all that and likes to buy, you know, Halo Porsches. Are guys like him going to be?
He's not saying no to anything.
Okay.
He didn't like the 918 and now it's his favorite car.
Okay.
It's like everybody. We get in these things, you don't want to like them, and then you like them. I used to hate Teslas, and now I like them. You know, Tesla. It's just the times change, and you see them these things, and you fall in love with them. But I think what I love so much about the Y is the quickness, the quick ability to pass people on the road.
Yeah. Right?
It just goes zip, zip, zip.
Hey.
And now when you add aero, you add wings and you add tires and handling and sound, now I'm really in. Then it's going to be something that I'll have in my garage next to something that burns gas and makes noise too. It's another thing to do.
And I got thrown around with Reggie Watts. We went and got rides in that Mission R. So it's like the next Cayman electric one. And you know, I've had a lot of rides in like DTM cars, like, you know, German touring cars, mm-hmm. where it's like, oh my God, these brakes are incredible. Oh my God, the grip levels are insane. And then it accelerates slower than a street car because they detune them for racing. Whereas this thing was like, oh my God, the acceleration is wild because it's electric. And then you have the braking and the grip of a race car. So yeah, I could see the potential for this. I've just, you know, the problem we have right now is all EVs, like, you know, my truck is 7,200 pounds, right? The Model Y is heavier than it needs to be. But so if Porsche can figure a way to get the weight down, that's...
Won't that be battery technology?
Well, you know, Porsche's going to be building batteries. They're all, this is the race, right? Miniaturizing components.
Now... You know, getting back to our know-it-all status.
Yes.
Last week, Johnny, you said there's no world where Elon Musk will be ousted from Tesla.
I said you put in a board that is a bunch of yes men, but go
probably
ahead.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But things are getting dark for him.
Oh, yeah.
Things are getting very... The stock price has collapsed.
Oh, totally.
It's
accelerated downwards faster.
There's
than
a lot of chatter for the first time about we've got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
Or there's going to be shareholder lawsuits all over the place.
Right.
He's about to face the music. Are you going to stand by your statement that this guy will not go?
I don't think the...
And would you be willing... willing to make a new bet.
Ooh, let's have a bet.
Okay.
Because I'd be willing to make a bet.
Here's my terms.
Yes.
Okay. He's going to be done with Twitter sooner than later. He'll never let go of Tesla. And I shouldn't say never, but Tesla, the board's not going to force him out. I think he'll put a new board in that'll keep him in place, but he's not leaving Tesla.
Perhaps a different CEO?
No, not of Tesla. He's going to stick with Tesla. I think
he can't move to the chairman of the board and you have someone.
I thought he was already.
He sort of did that.
He was kicked off the board for that stock problem. Right. That pumping the stock.
Well, he did that. Yeah, he did the SEC violation. Also, when he was smoking pot with Joe Rogan,
right.
But that's when he put in the new board that was like his buddies or whatever. So
yeah, but. Shareholder lawsuits seem like the next step. Zuckerman, you're in the world of business, right? You see red flags all over the place.
Whenever you destroy close to $700 billion worth of wealth as a single human being, a single person, that's like a government. That's like one of the top 10 economies destroys $700 billion in wealth in a couple of bad years. This is one guy in a bad year destroys $700 billion
in wealth. It was in 4 months. Yeah. It wasn't a year.
What happens is people want him the fuck out of there, and there are going to be all sorts of shareholder lawsuits because you can clearly cite and you can make the argument it's a breach of fiduciary duty to buy this Twitter and then spend all your time on Twitter and neglect all of your duties at your main company. Also, you've killed the value of this stock by some of your stock sales so that you can get this whole Twitter thing. And so you've cross collateralized everything. You've taken something decent attached to something cancerous and then thrown it into the ocean to sink to the bottom.
Let's not forget you're telling Tesla owners to vote for Ron DeSantis. Like that's the worst thing he could do for that brand.
Crazy. Folks are at holiday dinner tables and it's coming up because, you know, inevitably it's a Trump conversation. Now it's an Elon Musk conversation. And it happened last night at a holiday dinner that we were at. And I was dreading it because I knew it was going to turn my wife away from the company. And she said, I haven't told Spike yet, but this is the last Tesla we're going to have.
Right. This is like,
and I went, really? And she goes, yep. This he is, goes, as much as I love this vehicle and I love it, I don't like what this guy's doing in the world. And
it makes a big difference. Remember, the guy who ran Lululemon saying maybe our stretch pants aren't for bigger women. And it was like, bye, guy. You know, you're done. Your company's never going to be the same again.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not supposed to wear it. I love their socks.
But yes.
But they had a board. No. They had a board that tossed him.
They got rid of him, right? Yeah. You get rid of the problem.
He lost a lot of market share because people...
You know. Yeah, but if you get rid of the problem, the company... And look...
Sometimes.
I think that company needs a little kick in the ass.
Tesla?
They were at the top, and now the new stuff I'm seeing is better. And it would be nice to kind of see that company go to the next level.
Look, they took deposits in 2017 on the Roadster. It's now 2023 by the time you're hearing this. There's no Roadster. There's not even like
right, but that's my point. You bring in someone new to clear the air and go, here's what happened, here's what we're going to do about it, and here's where we're going.
And this is the... You know, if every pancake has two sides, Elon was the one who could get people to put deposits on Roadsters that were never going to exist. He got people to believe.
Yeah.
He's also the same guy that can kill the belief. But I don't know if there's anyone who can come along and fill the shoes and create that magic belief. Because when you talk about a market capitalization of $1 trillion, it never made any sense.
Isn't the stock getting to its right size stock price?
Probably.
Isn't it just getting where it's supposed
exactly.
to be?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's the question, right? It's where it's supposed to be because, again, I mean, I could list everything wrong with them, but like that Cybertruck is still not here and Rivian sales are up.
I hear that's coming.
Well, sure. But then where's the $30,000?
There's one at the Peterson.
No. That's the one we saw 4 years ago. Where's the $30,000 car?
I hear that's on its way. We're gonna get a chance to have a look.
Where's the Robotaxi?
I have been told are gonna get a look at it.
One thing when you're the owner of the company to just get out there and lie and just make spin all of these fantasies. It's another thing when you're a hired CEO. Separately
from that, Zuckerman, you've seen a lot of deranged humans in your time.
Yes, he's deranged.
And I know you're not qualified. You are deranged. But what are we looking at there from a medical standpoint, psychiatric standpoint?
Okay, first of all, if you would ask me how crazy is he on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to tell you he's deeply in the 9s right now. you know, his behavior, narcissistic, he's in a manic phase, bipolar, he's confused, and he's at that age, at 50, where he can't continue to keep all the balls in the air and throw in a little bit of use of mushrooms, a little microdosing of LSD, the tinkering with delicate.
These are your opinions that he's using these.
He says he uses it.
He does.
I'm not making that up.
I know.
He says
Adderall or some kind of stay
all of
awake
that
pill.
Shit. It does it in the long.
Is there a genius in there too? So
there is a genius, but okay.
But he's all his. But you feel like he's breaking apart right
he's
now.
He's breaking apart, and
he's,
then
he's falling. He's,
speaking,
he's getting sucked into the black hole.
Right. And then these people don't reconstitute. For guys like him, there's no second act.
So what happens?
He just, you know, becomes some weirdo off somewhere, you know, like fucking living in a van, I hope. Parked somewhere in a van where he belongs.
An electric van?
Yeah.
You don't want him to come back? You don't think he can?
Oh, I don't think he can.
No?
People have seasons. You know, Tom Brady he's apparently got 30 seasons, but eventually it's going to come to an end, and he's not going to be able to come back and throw the football again. And the same thing goes for geniuses. Well,
isn't there a pill he can take that he suddenly will just regulate him or something?
Well, okay, take a look. it might regulate him, but I think his better days are behind him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Einstein's greatest genius was in his 20s.
Yeah.
Creativity. Think about all of the creatives. That burning creativity is generally...
If I could get him on the podcast, what would you ask him?
What the fuck is wrong with you? What are you fucking thinking? What's with your impulse control? You're so fucking smart, but why do you have to do the thing that so many of us do, which is just to see if you can get away with it? There's so much riding on your shoulders. Why do you got to play naughty little boy?
Yeah.
You got all these employees, you got all this fucking stock price, and you just got to go on Joe Rogan and smoke a joint just because you can?
That seems benign. compared to what's been happening.
But that was the start of it all.
Yeah.
Right? And then...
why not just lock yourself in an office somewhere and run these companies quietly?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think... I can't even tell you... That's where the narcissism comes into play. And yeah. But all... I mean, look, when this guy... Imagine this, right? You send out a tweet or you put up a thing on Instagram, right? Best case scenario, you get 10,000 likes, you get 200 comments. This guy... 10 times a day gets six-figure likes, an army of 10,000 people that agree with him no matter what. No matter what he says, they agree with him.
Right.
It's so like Trump.
I know. But you know, what we should do, it's nothing. It's all nothing.
But it's a drug. You know,
it's a drug,
social media.
So we should do the overlap. Kanye, Elon, what are similarities?
Look, Kanye disappeared. Kanye's gone.
No, they put a fucking net on him.
he's got to be noticed. He's gone.
But some of the behaviors, you could probably list out 10 behaviors between those two that are similar.
Right. But now that you brought it up, Zuckerman, where is Kanye West right now? He disappeared fast.
I don't think he's enjoying the eighth night of Hanukkah.
I think this beautiful view we have.
He's somewhere out there.
If there's a hospital and a psych ward, he's there looking out the window now in a row.
He is a pick line of heavy psychiatric drugs.
But he can be controlled. He seems to have done quite well in his career when he's doing what he's supposed to do.
I think he's finished forever, too.
Well,
again,
when you're sitting there with Alex Jones and you're making Alex Jones uncomfortable by screaming, I don't know
if Charlie Sheen can come back.
Has he really come back?
Huh?
Has he really come back?
You come back. Guys like that come back by disappearing, and you know they're regulated, they're under control,
but then they're
okay.
Dancing with the Stars. I mean, Kanye was a billionaire.
That's a great show.
We know any billionaire.
Okay. Well, what is it about? Is it about being a spectacle, or is it about having a normal human existence?
Well, but you see, you got a guy like Elon Musk. He could have a normal human existence, but he's always going to be swinging. Not for even a home run, not for even a grand slam. He's going for something huge. He's not going to be able to be satisfied with his best days behind him.
Maybe.
And his best days are behind him. The magic is gone. Doesn't last forever. How many guys, you know, wake up at 79 and get the big idea and become a billionaire the next day?
I'll tell you what Elon is missing.
Doesn't work that way. You age out.
Elon is missing Athletic Greens. If he only took Athletic Greens. Kanye, you too.
Full supply.
With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're observing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, super source superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system. It takes away your anti-Semitism, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's what they're missing, I'm telling you. They need AG1.
If he could just go poop, he wouldn't be an anti-Semite.
It's got a great taste. I use it. I used it yesterday before I played tennis for 3 hours. I took my AG1, and my knee doesn't hurt. That and because I stretch it. It costs less than the price, less than $3 a day, and you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew coffee habit. Recommended by professional athletes, trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Michael Gervais, and right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season. Just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Go to Athletic Greens and get a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/spike911. athleticgreens.com/spike911. And go to my Instagram. In the highlights, there's a link tree now with all of the sponsor codes. You don't ever have to bother me. They're all right there with little handy little links. At least we've moved that forward.
They'll still bother you, but yeah.
And I have the space leased for the Spike's Car Radio hangar. I have the guy commissioned. We're meeting over the break. I never stop working for you folks. And we're talking about what we're going to build there, and we're going to do shows there. We'll do shows like this. We'll do shows there. We'll do interviews. We'll do video content. Young Jack Ferriston is going to be our little social media editor.
Nepotism.
He's going to edit things together. No, he's cheap. He works cheap. He's going to take pieces of our video shows and the choice little quotes and Zuckerman's poopy talk.
Yeah.
So we can put that stuff out. We're going to be a real show soon. That's our goal for 2023, is to be a real, real show.
I got to lose weight if we're doing more video.
That is a problem.
I've just porked out.
Well, First of all, I don't think people like us because we're fit and good looking.
Oh,
those days are past.
Oh,
you get past 25. That's it. Nobody's interested in you anymore.
No one's ever.
I think they like us because we kind of look like them a little bit. We're kind of a disgrace, and we've got food on our shirts, and that's all good. And if you look at Jeremy Clark, at Jeremy Clarkson.
Woof.
Take a look at that.
Woo, yeah,
it's tough to look at. And he's not
eating well.
But he says wonderful things in a wonderful way, and he's fun to listen to.
Not recently.
And why? What has he done?
You didn't hear about that? It was taken out of context. But
I did.
They should throw feces at Meghan Markle and parade her through the streets naked.
Who does that sound like?
I don't know what's wrong with that.
Well, he was making a Game of Thrones joke, and then people took it that here's a white guy saying something bad about a black woman. It was all taken out of context. But man, is he down in the dumps right now.
Yeah, he is. And his own daughter came out and said, what are you, an idiot?
Yeah, well.
And he said, I think so. Yeah. He did. He apologized. He says, yes, I am an idiot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's just not.
Honestly, but he's not aging well physically.
No.
Well, okay.
But does anybody?
The way they ate and drank?
Does anybody? Zuckerman, did you just get a new car?
What are you talking about?
Why are you looking at me like that with your COVID face telling me to shut up?
Those raccoon eyes.
Because none of us, you post these cryptic things on Instagram. There's a picture of an orange BMW, and then...
It was red.
It's red. Okay. Well, you know how red and orange doesn't really photograph well, but...
Right.
I couldn't tell. Is that something you just bought?
Okay.
It was an M5?
Yes. It is an E34 M5. So there are three great M5s, in my opinion.
Yep.
There is the original, the E28, and I have maybe one of the best ones right now on the planet, that 85 E28. It's one of the 520-some-odd Euro E28s. It's about number 200. It's in salmon silver, and it came from the factory with an M-Tech body kit on it, so it's fantastic. Wow. It's a great car. Then I've got the E39, my 2002 or 3.
Arguably the best M5.
Yes, arguably the best M5, but completely different, you know, the evolution. I mean, it's two different things. So and that's a car that's in the garage right now because I'm going to head to Mexico. That's my freeway crusher.
Everybody COVID.
Yeah. And
Mexican variant.
And, you know, I've owned that car two times. In between was the E34, which was a little bit unloved because it got heavier and it's still running the six cylinder. The E39 is the first and only 8-cylinder V8.
NA V8. They came back to V8.
Right. Only NA V8. But the E34 and the E28 both have the 6-cylinder M1 derived M88 engine. So this E34, though, they stroked it a little bit. They bored it out. There were two versions, 3.6 and 3.8. This is a 3.8. It's got, I think, 340 brake horsepower.
Yep, that's right. That's correct.
And this is one of 20th anniversary BMW Motorsport cars.
20 Yahare.
20 Yara.
Yara.
20 Yara. So BMW Motorsport was created in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
This is in 1992, and there were 20 of them, and they're all in Mugello. Is it Mugello? Mugello Red, whatever race course Mugello is.
Yeah.
It's got Recaro cloth sports seats in it. It's got the Nürburgring suspension package. It's just a baller of a car. It's got 5,000 kilometers on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it was owned by two employees of BMW, the original and then a subsequent guy owned it. So I got it from my friend Felipe Garcia, who
is Felipe.
Yes, proprietor of Mint Classics in Munich.
I love all Felipes.
Yes.
My neighborhood dog, Felipe, and that Felipe.
He's a fantastic
all
Felipe.
All Felipes are wonderful.
Yes.
That's my theory. That's another one of my know-it-all theories.
Yes. Yes.
There are no bad Felipes.
That's how I feel about people named Santos. Go ahead.
There's a guy in Beverly Hills, Felipe's Watches.
But that's PH, but still, same thing. And he's a wonderful guy, too.
He's a wonderful guy, too.
Shot a burglar once. Did you know that?
He did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I did not know that. What do you mean?
Somebody came in there. Somebody, he's got the little buzzer.
Yeah.
And somebody, you know, tried to pull off a heist and learn the hard way.
I heard
don't
about
mess,
a
don't mess with Felipe.
And what, he shot him?
Yeah, I don't think he killed him, but, you know, he winged him.
I heard a story last night at dinner.
A burglar.
I heard a story. I was able. It wasn't. What are you laughing at? What?
He shot a Brewer once, you know.
You know. Oh. Zuckerman has little files on the dark side of every LA resident. Yes. You know, Father Philip there at the Catholic school. Let me tell you what he's up to.
No, it was like you seen Big Lebowski. It's like, you know, like, yeah. Oh, he's a pedophile with a record. 8-year-olds, dude. Like, he's Walter Sochek over there.
It is true. They all have them.
And they all tell me. I don't know. And what is it about me that people
I did hear another Rolex stolen story last night, and this was friends of friends, so I can't really get into the details.
Hollywood Hills guy that...
It was not random. It was someone who was shopping buys and sells on one of the sites. Mm. I don't know which sites, but was selling to someone he thought he knew, and it turns out that it was an impersonator impersonating someone he knew on the forum. You know, like a Renlist forum,
right.
But for watches. And when he went to do the meetup, guy pulled a knife, stabbed him.
Oof, really?
Yeah.
Like a Christmas roast.
And scary, though. I mean, he thought he was meeting a buddy of his. And it was a Rolex. Yeah, stole the Rolex.
But he survived.
Oh, he survived. He was terrified. But they caught the guy. The guy, good. They caught him. But geez. Geez.
Use your fucking brains, guys.
That was a little lever into telling the fun Rolex stories that we told on the podcast to all the kids at the table and everybody. That was a good time.
This was she, kids.
We had a good time. I go, would you keep this watch, boys?
Yeah. What'd they say?
Huh? I was too busy getting stared down from my wife. Why are you bringing this up at the table?
We were having so much fun. I would just put it right back on.
Yeah.
Part of the story, like stone chips on a car.
It quickly turned to why are men so dumb? The 14-year-olds and the 12-year-olds. Because I was saying, how can men be so stupid?
He's never picked up a girl at a bar, and all of a sudden, a girl. Well, yeah, you know.
So it was a life lesson for all the stupid kids at the table.
You didn't suddenly become good looking overnight.
Nothing good ever happens after 2 o'clock.
I subscribe to that. Having lived in New York for a while.
Yeah. Anyway,
things are for you.
I've done some great.
Just to finish out my red car, it's coming on a goddamn plane soon.
Oh.
Hopefully within
on a plane.
I'm going to stick it on a plane.
Lufthansa?
I don't know.
That's usually where they come.
Yeah, it gets on a plane.
Right.
Our friend Tony Rackley at Cars USA, the proprietor.
Tony, maskless Tony.
Yeah, maskless Tony works at Cars USA, which is one of the...
Are you doing a free ad right now?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
The only interesting fact about Tony is he is another COVID super dodger.
And denier.
No, he lives with Johnny Rotten. That's the most interesting thing about Tony.
That's true. That's the second roommate. Most interesting
thing. That's, come on.
But he's in my little club right now.
Yeah, but he's an anti-vaxxer.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's never gotten it.
Meanwhile, whatever it is, I hope he survives to get my car over here off the plane and delivered to me within a couple of few weeks.
Yeah. What does that cost?
To ship now?
To fly a car. He told me
19,000.
No, it's more than that.
Is it?
Yeah, because, yeah.
So why are you flying
19?
Because I don't want to put it on a boat and wait. Yeah. And I'd rather just get it. But particularly this time of year, in these with fuel prices, with everything, with supply
chain. And China's about to screw up the entire world again.
So so when you add in taking it from Munich, getting it to Rotterdam or Amsterdam, wherever the hell they're going to put it on a goddamn plane, and then they've got to ship it from wherever it comes off to wherever it's all in. It's close to 30.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's brutal.
That's expensive. Brutal. Jesus,
it's really expensive
because a car couldn't cost much more than that.
But guess what? When I flew in a car, what was it, a year or so ago? That dark blue 911, the 993.
Yeah.
We waited months and months hoping for the prices to come down. They just kept going up.
Yeah,
right.
It used to be a couple grand to fly a car in.
You
got it here, and that was expensive at the time. You put it right on the plane; it'll get here in a couple weeks.
Last car we were hoping for 15. The first quote I got was 25 grand, and it never came down.
Because my buddy's getting a GT4 RS, and he's having it flown. He's going to go do European delivery, drive it around, and then when he's done, he's going to fly back and then fly the car back.
Right.
Maybe and he told me it's 19.
Okay, maybe that's
1,900.
1,000.
Oh!
Yeah.
To fly.
But that might be part of the Porsche package.
I think Porsche is offer that. Yeah,
so right. Maybe Porsche gets it. Probably with the factory behind you,
right.
They make it a little more attractive.
But he said he's done this previously, and it was $15,000 a couple years ago. So it's now
yeah, that
same thing
never used 19. To be that expensive. That's too bad.
That's a lot of money.
Come on, Ferris. And I went to the. I got Mexican food the other day. Yesterday it was $15 for
like a burrito. Taco,
you're comparing Mexican food to flying
saying
things
everything's
for
20,000.
I was sucker. I bought a hamburger and a Coke, and it was like $17.
Right. Oh yeah. No, I know.
That's what I'm saying. Wild. Everything's three times as expensive as it used to be.
It's awful. Whenever my kids are out roaming around, they ask for money for breakfast and stuff, and it's always $30 and $50. And I'm like, guys, start just finding cheaper food somewhere.
I am going to plug a restaurant that I've never been to.
Oh, here we go.
No,
it's just more free advertising. We are in the business of selling ads.
Trust me, these people.
Not giving away money to people.
Ferrison, there's a place.
Nobody's interested. Nobody's interested.
Listen. There's a Chinese / fried chicken place on Jefferson.
I'm interested. Hang on. Now he's talking my language.
Okay, it's a Louisiana fried chicken / Chinese food that's been there for 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
And my kid, Dell, I never went in there. I said, this place looks disgusting. I'm not going in this fucking place. Anyway, he ordered from there. $15. It was delicious.
Wow.
But he got four chicken tenders and French fries for $15.
$15, Ferris did.
Spike's Fast Food Radio. We'll be right back.
He got a chicken tender.
But how's the chow mein?
For $6.50 and some chow mein.
We should go.
It's Christmas. Come on, we're obligated.
Yes.
You were there the other day, right? And I was like, "What are you doing in a restaurant? You have COVID."
You're like, shut up. How about I strangle you?
Yeah. After I kill them with COVID, I'm coming for you.
Well, there it is. That's our last show.
That's
of
it.
2022. We look forward to many. Oh,
wait, listen, there it is. There it is.
Oh, that microphone is dead. Throw it in the pool. It's over. But I'm excited about next year. We're going to do some good shows. I'm pretty excited about where we're going to take Spike's Car Radio. Pretty excited that you guys are sticking with us. You at home.
Yeah.
Sending us those little radio picks. We got many, many car adventures ahead of us. An assassination, probably.
When are we getting
more illness? More bets.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Well, wait.
Look, I'll tell you something. Here's a little secret, right?
Yeah.
We were getting close to getting Elon on.
And then Twitter.
No.
Oh.
We were getting close.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes I didn't even share with you guys.
Ah.
But it has since gone dark. I have since voiced my opinions, and I'm guessing that would now, I don't know that he's the type of personality would like to come in and face that, but should he want to come on and chat with us, we would take that in consideration. We would just ask him normal questions. So.
Right, Elon, if you're listening, as I hope you are, come on the show and prove us wrong.
Yeah, but it would be, you know, it'd be interesting to talk.
Hey, but real quick, are we going to get this bet together for him stepping down?
I don't know. I believe you're right. I don't know that I could actually bet real money on that one. It's going to be hard for him to go, but I hope they get their shit together. I like the company. I like the people there. Everybody I meet there, I love. You know, great group. And I'd like to see it continue in the new year. But who knows?
Anything I'm in a betting mood, but...
There'll be many bets. Many bets. Let's get out of here before we get COVID.
He's going to hit us with that mic. Look at that dirty mic.
I know. It's awful. All right. We'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.